the water, wade in the water, wade in the water, wade in the water, wade in.
Welcome to Your Classical, to Rhapsody in Black from APM, where we turn up the voices of Black artists in the world of classical music. I'm Vernon Neal. The importance of church in the Black community cannot be overstated. Worship is central, of course, but it's also a source of hope in bleak times, a proving ground for young leaders, and a place where many giants in the music business got their start. The church helped Black people move toward equality. That's where Moses Hogan had his first musical experiences. It's where he fell in love with hymns and spirituals. The church is where he decided to answer the call to preserve the legacy of the spiritual. Moses said, "I feel a responsibility to carry on the wonderful mission of the unknown bards who created the spiritual, whom we are not privy to know their names." He studied piano at the New Orleans Center for Creative Arts, Oberlin Conservatory of Music, and the Juilliard School of Music. When he was just 23, he dedicated himself to choral music. Chances are, if you listen to choral music, you've probably heard his work. He's published more than 80 original arrangements of spirituals, and his arrangements are considered the best. That's why they're a staple in churches, high schools, and college choirs all across the country. He founded several choirs, including the Moses Hogan Chorale and the Moses Hogan Singers. By performing his arrangements, these groups ushered in a new era that revitalized the spiritual. Vocal Essence conductor Philip Burnell said, "Moses took arranging the spiritual to a new level while paying respect to those that came before him." He's also remembered for editing the new Oxford Book of Spirituals. It's full of authentic arrangements that includes an entire range of composers, themes, and forms found in the spiritual. More importantly, Hogan presents them in a way that helps us understand the music, its history, and its place in American music. The tragic part of Hogan's story is he had limited time to make a difference. He died of a brain tumor when he was just 45 years old. This is Rhapsody in Black from APM, with thanks to producer Daniel Nass, technical director Michael Osborne, and assistants from Julie Yamacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Vernon Neal.